What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up at 9:45, we'll talk to Kevin McCarthy, get his take on Superman, which crushed at the box office. Kevin's, of course, in L.A. See him doing different things now.
He's a freelancer.
Exactly.
Good for him.
Big superstar.
He's killing it.
Big social media superstar.
That's right.
So during one of the breaks, I happened to see them having a debate on ESPN about this new poll that came out. And they polled NFL coaches, NFL scouts, and NFL executives.
Okay.
And they said, rank your quarterbacks.
Right.
Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Makes sense. He's won three Super Bowls already. Number two, Josh Allen just won the MVP last year.
All right.
Number three, Joe Burrow over Lamar Jackson at four. And who was there at number five, Cakes?
JD5, I believe.
Jaden Daniels already.
That's crazy.
Amongst the coaches, executives, and scouts coming in at number five.
Yeah, I can't.
That's as high as you could ever imagine.
I can't have Lamar Jackson not in my top three or four.
They're just showing it right now.
Well, he is four.
I thought he was bumped down.
He's number four.
Okay.
But that's kind of disrespectful, too. Like I saw Damian Woody say, here's a guy that's won the MVP twice. All right? Joe Burrow's got no MVPs.
But he does have a Super Bowl appearance.
Mm-hmm. Right, but why is Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Probably because he has a Super Bowl appearance.
Would you take Joe Burrow ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Probably not. But
I'd have the same four.
I value
deep playoff runs over individual accomplishments, personally. So I can see why some execs would rank Burrow higher.
He's also missed a lot of time.
I know. I would. I'm just playing devil's advocate. Yeah. I would have Lamar higher than Burrow.
But I can see
why he's ranked where he is.
800-636-1067. Do you find it outrageous that Lamar Jackson has won two MVPs? I get Patrick Mahomes being ahead of him. Josh Allen really shouldn't even be ahead of him.
You're burying the lead here. Jaden Daniels ranked in the top five.
The lead is Jaden being five. That's more controversial than Lamar being four.
That's the story.
I mean, I would have Lamar probably ahead of Burrow, too. But the lead is that all these execs, coaches, and scouts have Jaden already
at five.
Ahead of Stafford, Herbert, Goff, Hurts, Baker, etc.
They know greatness when they see it. And they're seeing it with Jaden.
Hopefully he follows up on any planet, have him any higher. That's literally the highest he could be.
Yes. Right.
After his rookie year, that's kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like maybe if he has a phenomenal year this year, he could leapfrog. In my mind, the only guy that you could leapfrog would be Burrow. Like if Burrow had an unbelievable year last year.
He threw 43 touchdowns. I mean, he threw 43 or 42, whatever it was. He had a great year.
I don't know. That's super encouraging that they have Jaden up there. It's almost setting him up to fail. It's almost too high.
800-636-1067. But yes, he finishes ahead of Matthew Stafford, who comes in at 6. Justin Herbert was 7. Goff, 8. Hurts, 9. Baker Mayfield, 10. That's according to coaches, NFL execs, and scouts. How high Jaden Daniels is right now.
I mean, if you were to start a football team right now, all things being equal, of those, like, bottom six guys, like, bottom, you know.
Bottoms.
So you're taking out the elite four.
Yes.
The Mount Rushmore, the current Mount Rushmore.
I think I would start with Jaden over all those guys.
Yes, because of his youth.
If you were starting a football team right now, I think I would rather him over Stafford, over Goff, all those other guys.
I mean, Hurts won a Super Bowl.
Hurts is very good.
He's got a great team around him.
He's got a great ecosystem.
I mean, he's got Saquon, but he won a Super Bowl.
I feel like Jaden is a more talented quarterback than Jalen, but Jalen is a great leader.
He's got to keep proving it.
He's just a proven leader.
Yeah. It's just hard with Jalen Hurts because there are so many games where he just doesn't even throw that much.
Yeah.
But that's, again, the system.
Yeah. But, I mean, his one loss record is absurd. He's got Saquon Barkley, and I mean he's got incredible talent.
I'm just imagine if Jaden had Saquon
or the offensive line.
Definitely. I mean, if you had Saquon in the offensive line, you're going to the Super Bowl. Jaden would have gone.
I actually didn't click on the article.
But it's easy to say that.
I came across an article today. I didn't click on it, but it was how many of the Commanders players would start for the Eagles. And we talked about this last year.
Well, I know one.
Only a few.
Jaden Daniels would start at quarterback.
Over
Sirianni might not want that.
Over Hurts?
I mean, yes.
Wasn't there a divide with those guys?
After 1 year? I don't know about that.
Like early reports of a divide between Sirianni and Hurts?
I think it was entering season.
I think
that cooled off.
Yeah, I mean, obviously
winning cures everything.
Winning cures everything. But there was a little bit of a divide there. I don't know. I think that's incredibly encouraging. I don't think Skins fans need encouraging. Like, everyone's all in on Jaden. Like, I don't know anybody that's a Skins fan that's not all in on him. Like, I think there are people that aren't, that are a little, hey, man, you could be careful. You know, like the Drabbies of the world. Hey, be careful. You know.
Well, he could have a sophomore slump like a C.J. Stroud, which I don't think was a terrible season.
Right, of course. He could definitely go backwards in certain areas. It's the, you know, it's up and down of the league. But every Redskins fan believes he's the real.
And again, I'm not dinging C.J. Stroud that much. He lost his top weapon for multiple weeks. Tank Dell went out with an injury. And his offensive line turned into shambles around him. So it's not really on C.J. Stroud. It's on what happened around him.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
If a similar thing happens to Jaden, not going to blame him.
Well, he should be set up for more success because they strengthen the offensive line.
Right.
They strengthen the wide receiver.
Samuel, right. They should be better.
They got to get the
Terry. That's why McLaurin needs to stay.
They just got to get it done. I mean, the guy bought $500,000 football card. I mean, come on. Get the deal done. You wasted money on a PR stunt.
Yeah. It was Jaden Daniels' business expense.
It wasn't a Terry McLaurin card. It was Jaden Daniels' card.
It's a stupid PR thing.
People started kind of freaking out that when they did the presentation of the new uniforms, Terry wasn't a model.
Well, if he's a holdout,
who did they use?
If he's holding out.
Well, they used Jaden.
Yeah, okay. Can't argue
McCaffrey,
that.
I believe, is one. Or Ertz, one of those two. And who's the third?
Yeah, I can't remember now.
Maybe Bobby Wagner.
Three donks.
I have to go back
definitely
and look at
the pick. They definitely had a picture of Bobby Wagner.
Well, Jaden was
front center. I
don't
know if he was in the three. Yeah.
Jaden was in the middle.
Jaden was definitely front and center.
He's the rock star.
He should be.
I'm going to have to go back and look at it. I know it wasn't Terry.
Yeah. Well, one of the easiest ways to knock Jaden off that pedestal is to not have Terry McLaurin.
Right. Have him slide down the rankings.
Right.
Which, again, are stupid. They're preseason rankings.
Yeah.
Nobody really cares that much
it's
about
literally,
them.
Yeah.
It's something to talk about during the slowest sports week of the entire year.
It's the slowest week.
And I've maintained throughout this entire offseason, the highest you could possibly have him is 5. You could never put him above the other 4 guys after 1 year.
Yeah.
It's the absolute highest you could have him.
Who's number 39 on the Commanders? Oh, it's Jeremy Reeves. Jeremy Reeves.
Jeremy Reeves.
I think it's Ertz. Ertz, Reeves, those were the three. Fit for old DC.
Right. I mean, if Terry wasn't in a contract dispute, I do believe Terry would be one of the guys.
He would have been one of the guys, yeah.
All right, let's go to Manny in Ashburn. Manny, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Hey, Manny.
Happy Monday, fellas. I'm good.
You too. Good.
Yeah, so anyways, I think it's situational, right? So you got to look at Lamar Jackson. Look at the situations he's in as far as Baltimore goes. They're so consistent over years. Mm-hmm. You got a great system in place just for him. Burrow, you can plug in anywhere, I feel like. You can put Burrow on any team, as well as Mahomes, and they'll be successful. Lamar has to play in a certain system for him to be successful, right?
Why do you believe that?
The same
he's
way.
Had different offense coordinators because and succeeded.
He's not a great passer, I think, at the end of the day. I think that's what also coaches, and you know, they're looking at. If it comes down to it, Lamar is going to take off and run. These other guys, they're going to look to pass, and they're just more than one-dimensional.
I don't think you can say he's not a good passer. Do you realize last year he had 41 touchdown passes to 4 interceptions? That's not a good passer?
He got a lot better.
That's not a good passer. Yeah, 41, okay, think about that.
No, I think he gets
41
knocked.
41 to 4.
I think he gets knocked for the lack of success in the postseason.
All right, thank you.
And somehow he didn't win the MVP, 41 to 4.
I know.
They just get tired of giving it to him every year.
Pretty much. That's why I say it's kind of disrespectful that he's fourth on that list behind Burrow.
He also ran for 915 yards.
Right, but he's behind. And look, I think Josh Allen's great, and I think Joe Burrow's great. But one guy's won multiple MVPs, and like he said, probably should have won the MVP last year based on the numbers, and the other guys haven't.
Well,
whatever.
We don't know how close the poll was. I mean, it was a bunch of guys getting polled. I mean, maybe it was pretty close.
Let's go to Sib in Bristow. Sib, what's up?
What's happening, guys? Hey, man, I've been following you guys since the inception, but it's hard to be able to call you. But
I hope you guys
are still around when I'm in my retirement age, man. I
hope so too.
I'm only 4 years older than you guys, but you know,
thank you.
I'm sure I'm echoing everybody else. But yeah, just before they went on commercial, they said Jaden Daniels was number one in the NFC about the same poll. So I think when they come back, they might talk about that. I just wanted to mention that because I didn't know he was number one in the NFC. But
well, the four guys ahead of him are all AFC quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean the AFC is loaded.
He beat out all the NFC guys.
Do you have a problem with him being ranked that high?
Oh no, not at all. Yeah. I mean, I want to just keep, you know, like Jim Zorn said, you know, stay medium, so to speak. You know, like. Let's see another year, but I mean, yeah. I mean, you know.
Where are you?
Because he's so intelligent. I mean, I hate to say this, but it's maybe too early, but he's.
See ya.
I think we lost him.
He hated to say it, so he just didn't.
Yeah. What happened? All right, let's go to Joe.
Maybe he was going
to
say on track to be a Hall of Famer.
I was the first to say that. Joe Manassas, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Junks? Love the show, as always. And I just wanted to call in and kind of echo the sentiments of the first caller. I understand MVPs, all that. The Ravens are so much better organization. If Joe Burrow has a defense, I mean, come on, man. I know what you would do. A big game, a playoff game in the fourth quarter? Are you wanting Lamar Jackson the ball in his hands to make that dime throw? Not a chance.
That's probably why the coaches, the scouts, and the execs have Burrow above them because they trust him.
Yeah, what do you mean? The coaches, the talent evaluators? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Let's get it real. Like, I definitely would want Joe Burrow throwing the ball. And Jaden's right there where he should be. And he'll prove that even more this season.
Is it Lamar's fault that Mark Andrews dropped the ball right in his hands?
Of course it is.
I guess that was a bad pass. It was a bad pass. He can't throw the ball.
Over the consistency, you want Joe Burrow throwing 30 passes more than you want Lamar Jackson throwing 30 passes. Case closed, into discussion.
Okay, but
brother.
What Joe is completely discounting is when the play breaks down,
Lamar,
and it's pressed in his face, Joe Burrow is going to get him into his turtle shell and go down, and Lamar could rip a 50-yarder for a touchdown. And Joe Burrow just doesn't have that skill
set. I'm guessing that voting
Thanks,
was very close.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a lot of people that had Lamar 4, if not higher.
All right, let's go to Reggie in D.C. Reggie, what's up, man? You're all with the Junks.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Man, what's up, Reggie?
I'm sick of this
Reggie,
Joe Burrow talk,
Reggie,
man.
Reggie.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait, yo. Yo.
What's up?
Yep. Oh, okay, my bad. Man, I'm sick of this Joe Burrow talk, man. When the last time he won? Joe Burrow had one run. Made it to the Super Bowl. He puts up stats. But when is the last time they made the playoffs? 2 years ago. They didn't make the playoffs last year or the year before. All Joe Burrow do, man, is just puts up stats. Man, I get it. He's a great quarterback. He's not a bum. But let's just not act like that Joe Burrow is contributing to winning. He had one good run, a great run at that, because they went to the Super Bowl, so you can't knock it. But, I mean, come on, man. I'm sick of this Joe Burrow talk, man. Okay, if he don't make it to the playoffs this year, we're going to say the same thing?
I don't think you can.
I mean, he had 43 touchdowns and 9 picks. You're going to blame him for not making the playoffs? I mean, the defense had something to do with it.
But hold on, Lurch. Look at some of them games against Baltimore. He threw interceptions. His turnovers came in bad spots. They had a breakdown of this. A lot of his turnovers contributed to their loss. And then, hold on, let's go to week one against New England. How do you lose that game? Like, come on now. He's a great quarterback. There's no debating. But again, like it or not, the quarterback position is a win position. Mm-hmm. The guy has not made the playoffs the last two seasons. He put up 43 touchdowns. They didn't make the playoffs. Come on, man. Like, again, he's great. He is absolutely great. But we got to start putting this stuff into a little bit of context.
In the Baltimore games, Joe Burrow threw 9 touchdowns.
All right. Thank you, Reggie. Thank you, buddy.
That's pretty amazing.
And he lost 35-34 and 41-38.
Yeah, but to Reggie's point, Joe Burrow threw an interception that cost him the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I get that. But he threw 9 touchdowns. Are we all going to focus on one bad pass? I mean,
you're going to bring up 2023, Joe Burrow got injured with a torn ligament in week 11 and they had just won 5.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Great games.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple injuries.
You can't say they didn't make the playoffs because he goes out in week 11.
The problem with the previous caller, Joe's point of, like, who do you want dropping back 30 times making the pass is I would want Lamar Jackson. It's not just a pass. You can run. Like, you can't take that away.
Nope. And that opens up everything.
Huge. You cannot take that away.
Well, and that's why Jaden Daniels is 5.
Right.
Yes.
Because he has that. Yeah. He has that special ability that a lot of other quarterbacks don't.
I see you
dying
to say something.
No, well, I was just going to say, it's not like Joe Burrow completed 70% of his passes, which is it's awesome. But the gap isn't that big. Lamar was 65%.
Right. And his 43 touchdowns, Lamar had 41.
It's not like, I don't know. The gap isn't as big as Joe from Manassas thinks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, I would agree
with
that. I
think he's a better passer than Jalen Hurts. Do you think so?
I think Lamar? He definitely has become. Yeah, yeah.
I think so. Let's go to Matt in D.C. Matt, what's up, buddy? Go with the Junks.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
And he hasn't had the receivers that Jalen Hurts has had.
Right.
Like, they've gotten better, but A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, that's what Jalen Hurts is working with.
Yeah.
That's not Matt in D.C. I'm Matt in D.C. So, two things.
Yeah.
If you were Coach X and you didn't know who your quarterback's going to be, kickoffs in 5 seconds, and you have a choice between Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson, I would think most people are going to just choose Lamar Jackson. It's like, well, yeah, out of nowhere, I've got to pick one of these guys. Oh, I'll take Lamar. And as far as Jaden Daniels, this reticence to realize how great he must be in the eyes of the, you know, undoubtedly terrified random GMs in the league. I mean, let's face facts. This guy is capable of going multiple games in a row without ever punting. His ability to extend plays, find the open man, there's nothing fluky about it. He certainly got some luck last year. He could have been hurt. Some plays could have gone the other way, which I'm sure we will see, these 50-50 things that a lot of them went our way. Mm-hmm. But this guy is undeniably someone who you're looking at as a potential to challenge Mahomes for what is the actual probably best quarterback in the league right now. I mean, it's just he's got that ability to find the open man. That's his thing. He hunts the open guy as well as anybody, I think, in the league. Anyway, thank you. That's all I got.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, pal.
If you want to chime in, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.